Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Now, the president of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, Karen McGowan, said today that since the last time Health Minister Stephen Donnelly addressed the Nurses' Conference, over 128,084 patients have been treated on trolleys or chairs while waiting for a bed. There have been calls by the union for safe hospital staffing legislation to be brought in, and there also have been warnings at the conference that turnover rates are now over 10%. Well, for more of this, we're joined now by Phil Nihay, General Secretary of the INMO. And Phil, you're welcome to the programme. What are you looking for when you say you're looking for safe staffing? Is it to pin this in legislation, or what exactly is it?
Yes, Sarah. What we're looking for is that the measurement that now exists, which is government policy, it's called the Framework on Safe Nurse Staffing and Skill Mix, that would be underpinned by legislation. In other words, that what is measured, and deemed to be the minimum for safety, that would have to automatically then be funded. So at the moment, that isn't the case. We have the measurement tool. We know what we need, but we don't have the implementation arm to make sure it's implemented.
I know the Minister for Health has said that safe nurse staffing will be rolled out in every hospital.
That's right, and we welcomed his announcement of additional funding for this year to roll it out into all of the level 1 and level 2 hospitals. So these would be your big acute hospitals and all of their surgical and medical wards. The estimate and the measurement is that it will take just under 900 additional whole-time equivalent posts to get all of those wards operating at a safe level. So that means that we're 900 short just in our surgical and medical wards alone today to stand still. Mm. But that is welcome. That's the right way to go. And that's before, obviously, you then start developing services and adding additional beds in. This is based on the current activity.
I just wonder, though, it does look like the government is doing what they can on this. As you say, 800 nurses and healthcare assistants, that's a significant number that the government is trying to recruit now to get this safe nurse staffing level in those bigger hospitals. And Stephen Donnelly also said that since last year, 2,100 more nurses and midwives are working in the HSE.
That's right. And of those, 600 are students, but they're counted in the numbers. And so they're in training. However, there's a vast expansion of services, as everybody knows, since COVID. We've new services that didn't exist before that. And in fact, the minister made a point of saying that the development in various services, which are nursing-led, is a great feature of our new health service. And he committed that he would be very supportive of that and continue to be supportive of the nursing-led model and the midwifery-led model, which was very welcome to our delegates. But that's why you need more, because your services have expanded.
I know you are also concerned with turnover rates as well, over 10% now, which, I think often people, if you look at an organisation, one of the things you look at is turnover to see how successful that organisation and how well run that organisation is. High turnover is never a good sign. Why do you think it's so hard to retain staff?
Well, it's the same issue all of the time. When you do not have the correct staffing levels in hospitals and in community care areas, it's very unsafe. It becomes dangerous for the staff. They're exposed to more violence. We know this. We know that the assaults have gone up. And the ability of an employer to retain when your working conditions are so desperately poor, well, then that's the main reason. In addition, we have a real problem now with the services in the community which are being developed, not backfilling from the hospital. So a lot of nurses are moving from the hospital posts into the community, and we need to make sure that we're training enough to cater for the expansion into the community of services, which is what we want. Mm-hmm. We want Sláinte care to be developed. We want nurses to lead a lot of services and midwives. The minister today again praising the ability and the work to date that nurses and midwives have done. But we need to increase our pool of those we are training in order to give us enough supply for the future.
Okay. I know the minister said he's asked for a further 400 student places for nurses from September. Is that sufficient?
Well, that's a start. And he's also said that over the next 3 years, they have ambitious plans to grow that even more. And that is absolutely necessary. There's no doubt about it. We're very lucky in this country, because for every single post of training that's available, we've 5 applicants. So a lot of school leavers, a lot of mature people who work in the health service would like to do nursing. We just have to make sure that the pathways are there so that the state pays for them to be trained in the Irish service and they're willing to stay. We recently surveyed our students and many of them said that, that if they were offered a job early with the correct staffing levels, they would be perfectly happy to stay working in the Irish Public Health Service.
All right. Well, it's very interesting to speak to you. Thank you for joining us today. That's Phil Nihay, General Secretary of the INMO.